Hello there. I'm children's author Margot Fink, and I'm going to take you on a special magic carpet ride to Australia. This is where Dreamtime Man, my latest, most favourite book, takes place. You'll be flying back thousands of years to a time that showed how Australian Aboriginals lived then, and what happened to them much later when the white man arrived. Australian Aboriginal tribes were the original greenies. The Dreamtime they believed in told them to kill only what they needed for food and to respect all the land and the animals, trees and other creatures that lived on it. So get out your map of Australia, the land down under, buckle up your seat belts and fly with me. And may the spirit of Dreamtime be with you always. Dreamtime Man. Imagine a wild place where sun burns the sand, where water and food must be scratched from the land. This place was the wellspring of men black as coal. And Dreamtime ruled all who endured as one soul. While shy Dame Tree tribes hunted deep in the shade, tough bush and outback men learned how to trade. Whether hunting or fighting or struggling to live, all respected the Dreamtime and what it could give. The men planted plant dyes on bodies and faces. Each tribe owned traditions, their own sacred places. They knew all their borders, their totems, their role, and at one with the land was their true spirit goal. While elders spun tales of the dream spirit's wishes, men sharpened their spears or carved wooden dishes. As the young learned to hunt and respect ancient lore, their survival came hard, a rough day-by-day chore. Hunters with spears would kill roos as they hopped, and boomerangs flew after birds till they dropped. While some tracked goanna or tough emu meat, young kids dug for witchetties, sweet grubs to eat. When lubras poked tree bark and earth for good eats, they found roots and insects, the best of all treats. And the rubbing of fire sticks created the flame that provided the coals for cooking their game. A gunya of bark, leaning fast to a tree, offered rough shelter, yet still let them see the billabong, murmuring quiet and clear, at peace through the night. Asleep without fear. Each day the hot sun burnt a hole through the sky. It scorched the unwary. They would shrivel and die. Yet the dusty old gums and bottle brush trees gave shade and a refuge, plus the hint of a breeze. Shrewd medicine men studied secrets of old. They trained a few chosen in skills never told. Their ancient dark magic brought rain from the sky, and pointing the bone made an enemy die. Tribes for millennia have roamed this wild land, and their elders called spirits to help understand the ways of the Dreamtime, where nature's gods dwell, and shriveled old men knew the art of the spell. In caves dark and sacred, well hidden from sight, the chosen ones painted with pigments and light. These drawings showed battles, defeats, and much more, listing time-honored legends from ceiling to floor. Their history was spoken, not written with pen, old tales shared by telling again and again to young men with memory who kept the tales true until death stole their stories and all else they knew. Then came the white man. He invaded their land. He brought grim dilemmas no black man had planned. The whites came with families, with cattle and sheep. They changed life forever, making sky spirits weep. Their cattle ate grasses that kangaroos needed. Many creatures were killed or otherwise weeded. The whites killed black hunters, shot emu, shot birds. They murdered from fear, or to make room for herds. The Dreamtime's rare balance of creature and man was flung to the winds. They had no white man plan. Tribes fought for a land that had always been theirs, yet a rout by the settlers caught them unawares. Some tribesmen stayed on and became jackaroos. They stopped going naked. They wore pants and shoes. At table they learned how to use knives and forks. Old ways were forgotten. They were lambs now, not hawks. Much time has slid past, many moons full and new, since the people of Dreamtime claimed old Uluru. Tribes are now proud of their history and lore, some willing and eager to claim even more. Education fed minds that were willing to learn. New political clout means old days won't return. Times are a-changing. Now the tribesmen stand tall as men of the Dreamtime heed the future's bold call. Today, when they gather round corroboree fire, men dance old legends while the spirits inspire. Dreamtime still leads them where white men can't follow, where spirits of old offer hope for the morrow. The dreaming comes softly, enfolding each dancer. Chants from the chorus bring the feather drum's answer. These proud ancient people earned the freedom to roam through the lands of the Dreamtime, the place they call home. Iona Zerelda, the illustrator, I hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly, lives in Romania. She has captured the colours and feeling of the Aussie bush, the outback, and the Dreamtime spirits that are so important to the tribesmen who live there. Dreamtime Man is available from Amazon, Powell's Books, and other fine online bookstores. Autographed books are from my website, plus my free Fair Dinkum Aussie Tucker recipes, food I love to eat while growing up down under. Goodbye for now, and please come ride my magic carpet of books another day.